Hi, and welcome to episode 112 of the Studio Insider Art Podcast. In today's episode, I'm talking about how to create a compelling and cohesive body of artwork. This episode audio was taken from the second half of my latest YouTube video titled Studio Morning and How to Kickstart a Compelling Body of Artwork. In case you haven't noticed, I've been putting in lots of time learning how to make beautiful YouTube videos over the past couple of months, and I'm really enjoying sharing with you in this format. I'm still on a steep learning curve with this, but I feel so creatively drawn in this direction that I've decided to unfold it a bit more. So while I think the audio for this podcast is still helpful, I do refer to visuals I'm discussing quite a bit in the video, so be sure to pop on over and check out my YouTube channel if you'd like to see what I'm referring to. I'll make sure I link it in the show notes. Not included in this podcast is a lovely, cozy, relaxing, and dare I say it, cinematic video sequence at the start of the accompanying YouTube video. It shows you what I get up to before I hit the studio in the morning, and then a lovely little painting session that will hopefully bring peace and inspiration to your day. So I really hope you pop on over after the podcast episode and check that juicy little bit out. While you're there, be sure to leave me a comment and subscribe to my channel so you don't miss the next one. Okay, now time to drop into today's chat about how to create a compelling and cohesive body of artwork. I'm Suze Nethercutt, and this is the Studio Insider Art Podcast, where I open up about what it's really like to be a professional artist. Whether I'm having chats with my studio bestie Steph, interviewing inspiring creatives, or answering listener questions, there's something here for every established and emerging artist. My mission is that my journey will help you feel a bit more at home in your own. Today, I'm going to be talking about how I go about creating a cohesive and compelling body of work. Now, why should you care about that? Because regardless of if you're a professional artist or a budding one, galleries and buyers are going to want to see cohesiveness and confidence in the work that you make. They want to see your unique take on whatever your subject matter is, and they want to see it executed with excellence. And the only way that you can achieve that is by putting in the time and effort to experiment and evolve those concepts that you've got up here. So in this video, I'm going to show you how I do this by showing you two separate bodies of work that I've had in the incubator over about the last 6 weeks. The first are a set of mixed media landscapes, which you can see here. And the second, which are just behind me over there, is a very new direction in my botanical work that I'm super excited about. So the second body of work is the one I'm evolving for an upcoming exhibition. So be sure to stick around to the end of this video to see all the exciting discoveries I've made there. The first body of work I want to start with are these, which are my abstract landscapes. Now, I first started exploring these in an exhibition I had last year, and that exhibition sold out, so it's a very, very popular concept. So I really wanted to push and expand myself in that direction. And the two areas that I really wanted to focus on exploring throughout that challenge time of a month that I gave myself during the Painting as a Practice challenge was substrates. I wanted to have more of an exploration around how I was using linen. I used stretched linen canvases for my previous exhibition, but I wanted to play around with actually working on panel and making substrates out of ACM panel, which is aluminium composite, with linen actually adhered to the top of it. So that was one thing that I was really keen to explore, and I'm really happy with how that came up. And I'll talk more about that in a moment. The other thing I really wanted to explore was working on timber panel because I loved the look and the feel and the tactile nature of the abstract landscapes on linen so much. I thought, well, given that they're landscapes and the themes are very much around trees, I'd love to see that concept executed on panel. So I took that month-long challenge as a place to explore all of those different ideas that I had. And you can see here in all of the panels that I have here that I've explored quite a few different directions. So the first thing that I was really keen to explore was another way of using linen that didn't involve me having to work on unstretched canvas, because I work quite heavily into the surface of these works with mixed media. So I had to work on the previous ones on cut linen on a table and then stretch them after. And it was quite an arduous task. So I really wanted to explore, well, is there an easier way for me to be able to create panels that are already flat and don't require all the stretching that I had to do with the last set? So I explored these beautiful products here, which are a lovely pre-made product from a company called Southern Boy. It's not sponsored. I just love their products. And as I showed you before, these panels with the linen on them were, they came just as a panel with gesso on them, and then I stuck the linen down. So I was really pleased with how that experiment came up. I feel like they're a really neat, lovely little unit when they're all framed up. You can see there they've got a lovely narrow profile canvas, which I think is really suitable for the smaller pieces. But my main reason I wanted to explore that is because when I'm thinking about a body of work in terms of how it's going to look when they're all together and they're photographed together or they're in an exhibition together, I really want to think about how they appear in a physical environment. So I really wanted to hone down and try and figure out what substrates are going to look nice together, because panels such as these small ones would probably be exhibited. I kind of envisage them in a format where there might be 9 of them on a wall in a square or down a wall in a row. So they all do need to be on a similar substrate. And I think that's a really important concept to be thinking through when you're evolving a body of work, especially for an exhibition context, is how are those paintings going to look as a physical object? How are they going to appear in the space? So I explored that and I'm really pleased with that. The other thing that I really wanted to investigate was how these works were going to look on timber, because there's a lot of trees and forest themes in these works. So I wanted to see how they'd look on wood with it exposed in a very similar way to what I've done with the linen. So you'll see these beautiful linen works. The mountains sort of sink back into the linen. It's almost like denim. It's this beautiful, almost tactile denim type look of the blue that I absolutely love. And I thought, how would that look on timber? And of course, the only way you're ever going to find out is by trying it out, right? So I ordered a variety of timber panels to try out for this. I really wanted to try it in round. I've been looking at round substrates for quite some time, thinking that they'd be really beautiful. Didn't really quite felt drawn to them in the way that I am with my botanical work, but I could totally see the landscapes on them. And I'm really, really pleased with how these ones came up. You can see here on the panel how I created the wash of the paintwork and then I removed some of it, and you get this beautiful variegated effect in the paintwork where it looks dreamy. You can see the texture of the timber through the paintwork. And then I've gone on and also used collage elements over the top. So you can see here, this back part of the mountain is actually a piece of collage paper that I've painted with watercolor. And then this is a monoprint. So all this is one sheet of paper, but the monoprint just appears on one side of it. And I really love that asymmetrical effect of that, and also the depth that it creates. And then I've got some monoprint trees that I've cut out and collaged in the front as well. So I'm really pleased with how these have come up. This is another one that I did on panel, which I've actually used tissue paper. So another element that I really wanted to explore in evolving this body of work was creating collage papers out of different types of paper. So I've used the craft paper quite a bit, and I exclusively used monoprints made on craft paper for my previous exhibition. But I really wanted to explore tissue paper because I love the idea of the transparency of that and the texture of that. So you can see here, these are the tissue paper monoprints that I have collaged over the back of the mountains. And then I've got one of the craft paper ones here as well. This actually isn't finished. It still needs some detail down the bottom, but I absolutely love the effect of the tissue paper juxtaposed against the craft paper and then with the timber at the back. I also really love the relationship between the craft paper and the timber panel. and the different textural elements that feel really rich and juicy to me. So they were the panels. I also experimented with these concepts on wood blocks and also a jar lid. So these ones were just pieces of wood that I cut in my dad's shed. There's all of the details about these substrates are in a previous video on unusual substrates. And I simply have painted the background. I've got the tissue paper mountains there. And then I also have the collaged trees at the front. And I just adore the simplicity of this. I feel like it's a really compelling new direction to be able to have teeny tiny artworks and also just on blocks of wood that can perhaps be sort of stacked on a shelf. I feel like that would be a really cute effect. So I still have quite a few more of these to play with. I've also prepped some of these blocks up with linen so that I can explore that concept on linen as well. And then there was these little ones, which I did on, these were jar lids from some jars that I bought at Kmart that came with wooden lids, and I bought them as pencil containers for my studio. So I really wanted to play around with them as a substrate because I was really interested in exploring circles for these landscapes. And I am so in love with these. I think they've come up absolutely beautifully. There's quite a few layers. This one has the painted mountain background and then the tissue paper at the back. And then there's a layer of paint at the back of that with also some Caran d'Ache water soluble wax pastels. And then over the top is also some tiny little trees that I've cut out from a mono print. And then with this one, I put some linen onto it and I've got the mountains in at the back. And then I've got a craft paper collage in the mid ground. And then there's a few more painted details and trees just in there. So they're absolutely gorgeous, beautiful little objects. I'm really in love with these. I'm not sure that they'd be something that I would evolve beyond probably an online sale, but I can see like a grouping of these looking really, really gorgeous in an exhibition or something. But the thing I guess I want to get across to you for this video is how important this exercise was for evolving new concepts and new directions. I had another element that I really wanted to incorporate in this body of work exploration that I did, which was green. I don't use green a lot in my work, which is quite peculiar, I guess, for someone who is a botanical artist. Previously, I haven't used a lot of green. You can see a bit of green back there because I've extended this challenge to myself of working more with green across both the bodies of work that I've been playing with. So I kept the palette of these really simple. My last body of work of the abstract landscapes were very focused on autumnal landscapes. So there was a lot more of those beautiful muted autumnal tones in there. So I really wanted to push myself in exploring that direction of green a bit more. And what I love about what I've ended up with at the end of my month, I know these are all very small pieces and there's only six of them here, but I feel like I've got a lot of juicy research done. I've figured out how to make linen panels versus stretching my own canvases over stretcher bars, which is a huge change that I think will make my whole practice of working on linen so much simpler. But I've also explored timber, which was something that I did a massive deep dive in over the month, and there's a lot more of that in this body of work behind me that I'll get to in the moment. I also got to explore things that I just really had wanted to just see what they look like these little blocks of work. I had thought maybe I might do something like this in the exhibition where there was a whole wall of lots of tiny little artworks. But having done them, I actually found them quite difficult to work on so small. The labor intensiveness was huge and I just don't really excel working at that scale. So it's really kind of ruled that out for me that I probably wouldn't produce anything smaller than that for an exhibition concept. I don't have an exhibition plan for this work, but I would like to make a new body of work over the coming year to sell online. So this would be sort of more of a private project that I'll be working on. So these are really, really rich, juicy research for me around what I'm going to work on in the future for the landscapes. So that wraps up this. I'm going to move on to these ones behind me. So just bear with me while I go and grab them all and put these aside. Okay, so I've got a whole bunch of work out here, a huge stack that I'll work through, because this was the more substantial body of work that I made throughout the month compared to the landscapes. But this is the exhibition that I'm working towards, the next one. So this was the one where I really wanted to zone in on how is my exhibition going to look. I'm kind of reverse engineering it. I've been into the space a couple of times, had a look at the walls, what sizes will work best on the walls, other exhibitions that I've attended in that space. And I'm really trying to visualize what kind of substrates are going to work really well in that space, what sort of size and configuration of works hanging together are going to work really well in that space, and also the substrates themselves, what do I want to work on? And you'll see I've got a mix again of timber and linen here, and I want to kind of work through from the first ones that I did, because this is where you're going to get the most juicy information from in terms of why it's important to engage in this stage of play and exploration and just trying out new ideas so that you can really evolve the direction that you want to go in, because where I've ended up is really very different from what I started off exploring. So the first pieces that I did were these little guys, which are more of these little wood blocks. And I had them all taped together. You can see all of these actually in my YouTube shorts. I did videos of each of the days, so you can see me working on them there. And I've also talked about them in the previous videos that I've done in the last couple of weeks, so go check those out as well. So with these, I had all four joined together with some tape, and I painted on the base layers on the four of them. And I wanted to explore really loose washi layers. That's kind of the style I'm known for, is really loose botanical artwork. And I wanted to also work with collage as well, because I wanted to see if I could apply all the concepts that I'd been learning in my previous exhibition where I explored the collage through landscapes on the linen. And I wanted to see if that would work for botanical work. So I did these. These are the first ones, and they're cute little objects. And I tried out a few different ways of making botanical forms in monoprint and then cutting them out and pasting them on. And look, they're okay. They're not my favorite. They're not the work that I'm going to run with. They just don't quite work for me. They don't feel accomplished. They don't feel compelling. They feel messy. Again, it's that smaller scale. I keep trying it, but discovering that sort of anything smaller than about 20 centimeters by 20 centimeters is just too small for me. So I've not ended up running with these, but you know, I would not have known if I hadn't have tried them out. That's the whole point of going through this process, is having the ideas in my head and then trying them out. All these little calligraphic aspects in the background, the looseness. It works with my botanical paintings without collage, but I don't love how it looks for these little guys. So that was a really good exercise to do in terms of just trying something and figuring it out. And if you don't try it, you simply don't know. It's one of those things. The other thing I did was try out that concept on a couple of panels. Now, these are just simply pine pieces of timber, again, that came out of my dad's shed. I thought, perfect, absolutely low pressure. I haven't spent anything on these pieces of timber. I'm going to try out this idea that I was trying out with these little guys on these timber panels. Again, I'm not in love with them. I would not work on pine as a substrate. I don't like, it's still taped up actually with the edges. I should take that off. But I don't love the tone of the timber. I much prefer the tone of the birch panels that you saw in the previous collection of work. It's very yellow, which is not my preference. But I also challenged myself to something else that I don't do often, which is using round flower forms, which for some reason I don't really like. So I wanted to try out some monoprint techniques with round flower forms to see if I could come up with something that I actually really liked. And I tried quite a few different ideas on the background of this panel as well, in terms of working really loosely, these calligraphic marks that I've made with mixed media. But it hasn't worked for me. I don't love it. I got closer, however, with this one. This one I still did that really loose background. I left more of the timber exposed this time because I really wanted to showcase the substrate itself because it's wood. And I tried collaging on quite a few different elements in these, including these begonia leaves and also these begonia cutout elements. So while I do not love this panel, this was a really, really important development piece for me. And this is the bit that I really want you to hear in this conversation, because this is the crux of why we bother to explore and expand and give ourselves time to really fully explore the concepts that we have in our mind. The piece that I love about this, possibly the only piece, is actually these begonia leaf shapes that I've cut out, sorry, begonia flowers that I cut out in craft paper. This idea got me excited. This idea really, really had me excited. So while all six of these paintings, the little four wood blocks here, and also these two pine panels with the very loose mixed media paintings on them, I'm going to put them aside and they'll probably end up in a cupboard somewhere, or who knows what I'll do with them. But they are not the direction I'm moving in, so I'm putting them aside. And, you know, there's so much freedom and a sense of relief when you just allow yourself to do that, when you allow yourself to explore and exhaust an idea, trying a few different ways. So I tried over six substrates to make that idea work, and it simply didn't. So I can just let that go now. That is something that I've explored. It's not a direction that I find compelling. It's not a direction that I feel shows my abilities as an artist or shows the vision that I have in my mind of the sense of peace and beauty that I'm trying to bring forward with this next exhibition. So giving myself permission to just put it aside, put it in the pile of works that are for learning, is such a huge relief. But what it did lead me to is work that I really love. So I want to show you these couple of panels here. So these were the next two that I completed in the challenge. Just going to make some space. I did these two pretty much consecutively over a few days. And the first one I tried out was painting begonia leaves on a timber panel. This one's birch, so it's much blonder and much lighter, which I much prefer. And I painted it so that the spots in the begonia leaves were actually the timber underneath, because I'm trying to find interesting and compelling ways of showing my substrate through the painting. And I don't love the painting of the begonia leaves on this. It's not my favourite. I did then paint the begonia leaves on one of these lovely little linen panels that I made. So this was I got a pair of these little ACM panels to try out, and I did one in the landscape and one for the botanical. And I absolutely love how the begonia leaves have come up on the linen. But the bit that got me really excited was when I created these collage pieces on top of the begonia flowers. When I did these, I felt that thing that I feel that I think every artist out there can relate to, where you just know you're onto something. It's the best feeling in the world, and it's actually what I'm in for, is that buzz and that dopamine rush when I have that moment of putting a concept together and it just works. So these two became the basis for what I knew that I wanted to explore further. So you can see through this conversation how this big broad exploration that I've done through various subject matters, through various substrates, through various media, have simplified down to one concept that I feel is really compelling. I did prevaricate a while over if I preferred it over the timber and the linen, but over time I had gravitated again and again back to the linen with the beautiful leaves painted and the collage of the monoprint cutout of begonia flowers. This concept feels just simple and really beautiful. It feels refined. And if you look at it in comparison to the two panels I did previously, I'll just grab those. This one just feels so messy and undecided and frankly just not very accomplished. Whereas this one feels like it's been through a process. It's like it's been through the mill. It's all the dross, all the impurities, all of the elements that weren't working have been removed, and it's been distilled down to this one core concept that feels refined and compelling and confident. And I feel like my skill level is demonstrated better in this work. So this is why we go through a period of exploration and play, because it actually wouldn't have been possible for me to arrive here had I not gone here first. There were so many micro steps along the way of playing around with different collage elements, different ways of cutting those elements to arrive at this place, which feels really confident and just feels like a whole body yes. So that was such a great moment for me to see that evolution take place. I haven't completely dispensed with the idea of doing some works on timber panel, because I do like the timber, but there's something about the raw linen, the tactile nature of it, the fact that it's fabric, the way that I can stain it with the acrylic. It's just such a beautiful, tactile, juicy concept that I feel like is, it just excites me. The other thing I wanted to say is I've also been learning heaps and heaps and exploring heaps and heaps around how to paint on the linen. That in itself, I think, could be a whole other video. The technique of actually staining the linen and maintaining that tactile fabric quality without it feeling too plasticky like a lot of primed linens do, was really important to me. So let me know in the comments if you'd like to see a video about the linen and how I've worked with the linen, if you'd like to see more of that. Okay, so I'm going to pop these two aside and show you where I have progressed to since then. I just want to show you actually before I do. These are trays that I bought from Kmart the other day, and I bought them to put my collage pieces in because I have all these disparate bits of paper that I'm working with all the time, and I want to keep them kind of semi-organized in color groupings, etc. So I went and bought these little trays for $20 each from Kmart so that I can stack them and get them out as I need them. I just sort of dropped that in because I love those kinds of tips. So this was the next panel that I worked on. It's actually stretched linen, so it's stretched over stretcher bars. So it's a similar technique to what I used for my previous exhibition. So it wasn't really a departure from what I did there. So this was the next painting that I did, and this one I completed right at the end of the challenge. And I feel like it's just so far removed from what I was initially exploring in terms of how I wanted to approach these botanical paintings for this exhibition. And I could not have envisaged that this was the place where I was going to end up in the end, had I not been through that whole process, which is kind of what I really want to illustrate throughout this whole video. So you'll see here I picked some botanical samples from my garden. And they're all beautifully harmonious colours. They were all things that were actually blooming in my garden at that time. And I did this lovely washi acrylic painting on the linen. And it's probably the most representational botanical art I've ever made. But the bit that I'm really excited about, and I haven't quite committed to gluing it down yet because I'm still sitting with it, is the transformation that happens to this painting with these beautiful collage pieces that I created from monoprints and cutouts from this gorgeous oak leaf hydrangea that came from my garden. And when I put these on, I honestly didn't think it would work initially. I thought, look, this is a bit out there and this is such a classical looking painting. I just don't even know if this is going to work. But then I put these little guys down and went, oh my gosh, I'm in love. And I'll tell you why. I love how putting the collage pieces on this painting takes it to a whole different level and dimension. It ties it in with all the exploration and work that I did in my last exhibition with my landscape work with collage. It brings in the linen from that collection as well. And it feels like taking it from just a bog standard representational painting, which actually it isn't, because if you look at the way that I've painted the leaves, etc., with exposing the spines and things on the linen, it's not actually that representational. But these guys are. There's like quite a bit of representational painting work in here. But with these collage pieces on the bottom here, I feel like it brings it into a whole world that is wholly my own. Like it feels like my own unique language is coming through here. And it also feels like it is a natural progression from the work that I started making for my previous exhibition with the landscape work. It feels new and fresh for me, so it feels exciting to sort of look into the distance and go, this is the kind of work that I'm going to be making for the next several months as I prepare for my next exhibition. I'm really excited about the exploration element. And I think that having that element present when you're creating a large body of work at the beginning is really important, because by the time you're up to painting 30 or whatever, you can be quite tired and bored of what you're doing if you're not really intrigued by the process and it's not challenging you. So I love that aspect about it as well. But it just feels like it goes to the next level of where I am at in my art practice, and I love that. So that has then led me, after doing finishing the challenge and finishing that month-long deep dive, into actually beginning to create work for that exhibition. So here is a piece that I'm working on at the moment. Again, it involves a beautiful leaf stained into the linen. And then there is also a lovely flower that I've cut out from a monoprint over the top of this beautiful washy layer of linen. And again, I haven't quite stuck it down yet because I'm still thinking about what's going to really work here. But I just feel like this concept, it takes it into a sort of an abstracted investigation of botanical work that's really different to what I've done in the past. And it feels like a really clear new direction that's tied to the last year of my work, and I feel really compelled to explore that further. So that is where I'm going to finish up today on this little one here. I hope this has been really helpful for you, this discussion.
I really hope you enjoyed listening to that walkthrough of how I go about creating a compelling and cohesive body of artwork. If you'd like to see images of what I've been discussing, be sure to pop on over to the YouTube video linked in the show notes. This video also gives you a cozy and relaxed look at my pre-studio routine in the morning and even a little painting session. So be sure to pop on over to my channel and check it out. All right, I will catch you next time, guys. Take care till then. Bye. You can always see more of my art over at susannethercutt.com. And if you're interested in learning from me or checking out the podcast notes, you can find those over on susannethercuttstudio.com. I love hearing your comments and feedback, so feel free to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And if you like what you're hearing, then why not snap a screenshot and share it in your Instagram stories? Be sure to tag me at susan.nethercutt so I can say hi. And if you've got a great idea for a future podcast episode or know someone who you think I should interview, then pop on over to susannethercuttstudio.com/podcast, hit the button in the header image to shoot me an email. Catch you next time.